USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A federal judge blocked parts of the Texas temporary abortion ban, allowing some procedures to resume despite a prior appeals court decision to uphold the ban amid the coronavirus pandemic. For more than 2 weeks, the vast majority of abortion services in Texas have been unavailable, marking the first time the procedure has not been legally accessible in any U.S. state for nearly 50 years. Beginning immediately, clinics in Texas can offer medication abortion, a pregnancy termination method administered by pill and available to patients up to 10 weeks into their pregnancy. The Department of Justice announced it's investigating a veterans home in Massachusetts where over 24 residents have died after testing positive for coronavirus. The Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office will conduct a joint review into how the residents were deprived of their rights to medical care. 32 veteran residents have died, 28 of whom tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Burning Man, the end of summer music and arts festival in the Nevada desert, has now been canceled for 2020 as a result of COVID-19. The week-long event on federal land in the Silver State's Black Rock Desert is one of the high-profile music gatherings, including Miami's Ultra Festival, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and Coachella in California, to cancel or postpone in reaction of the virus. Marion Goodell, Burning Man Project CEO, announced that a virtual version of the festival will take place instead of the colorful antics on the festival's famous Black Rock Playa. A new drone video shows a giant trench being dug at New York City's public cemetery on Hart Island to help handle an influx of unclaimed bodies due to the coronavirus. As the death toll mounts in New York, the city's public cemetery has started receiving about the same amount of bodies per day that it used to bury there each week. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are interred on the island, mostly for people whose families can't afford a funeral or who go unclaimed by relatives. But recently, burial operations have increased from one day a week to 5 days a week, with about 24 burials each day, according to the Department of Corrections. The medical examiner's office will only keep bodies for 14 days before they are sent to be buried at the city's Potter's Field on Hart Island in the Bronx. The city is able to accommodate burials of only 19,000 dead total on Hart Island. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.